Blog Talk Radio.
You bring forth a very famous quote, which is that of Henry Kissinger.
Right.
Which says, control the oil and you control nations, control the food and you control the people.
Thanks to all who lend support when people threaten me with court. They try to persecute me for the goodies I produce.
Media says it doesn't exist, so I also need to say, well, they're announcing it and they're saying it doesn't exist at the same time. I think that's normal, and I think whatever government says is normal and good, so I'm feeling a lot better right now.
So can all of us at the office now go join City Year? We should sign up this weekend.
Well, I think it's great they're talking about forced compulsory service in red and black uniforms. That's freedom. So you better go do your live radio show, now no longer the InfoWarrior. It's called Thank God for Government, Thank God Government Created the Universe program.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good evening. We are live. That was Payday Monsanto, and the name of the song is No Monsanto. On the contrary, mon frere, Monsanto still does exist. It's just that Bayer, as in Bayer Aspirin, has bought them up, so they just rebranded it. So, yes, our food and our products are still genetically modified. So joining me tonight is my lovely co-host, Hope. Hello, Hope. How are you?
Hello, Miss Eva. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm groovy. Thank you for asking.
I know.
Hey, if I say one day that I'm groovy, then it's not me on the radio, okay? It's me.
Yeah. I know. I've been kidnapped. That's the cold. Come and get me. Yeah. Send the rescue. I'm in trouble. Mine's decaf. If I ever say decaf, that's it. I've been kidnapped and, like, there's trouble. Send somebody to come find me because it's not me anymore. Or the typo stop. You know, it's definitely not me.
I'm allergic to decaf. It must be how they process it or something like that. I'm allergic to all artificial sweeteners. Aspartame is my true enemy. And I'm so thankful that I am allergic to all those products. But also joining us tonight is Brian Hirsch. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good evening, ladies. How are you doing?
Well, you know how I am.
You know, every time I hear you say that, and knowing Hope, it just dawned on me while you two were talking. We have Thelma from Scooby-Doo, and we have Eep from The Croods. That's
liar.
An amazing combination.
Liar, Brian.
That's a unique combination in my book.
Thank you. We are unique.
We are. I'm an anomaly by birth, okay? By blood type, like, yeah. I was born this way.
Honor.
It's not my fault.
Tonight's show is When Shit Hits the Fan. And it is going to be a survival show, or prepper show, whatever you want to call it. So there likely will be a part two, possibly a part three. But we want to inform everybody of things that could possibly happen and what you're going to need, whether it is a natural disaster or if it falls under government shenanigans, which is a good possibility and probability, because the way things are going right now, you know, it is so crazy out there. You have the government, geez Louise. You have Bill Gates, who is not part of our government, but he wears so many hats. I mean, he's a farmer. He is a virologist. He is a doctor. He is, what else is he? Oh, my goodness gracious. Like I said, he wears so many. I'm sorry?
He's the bankroll is what he is. That's why he gets to wear all the hats.
A
douchebag.
He's got the money.
Do you know how many times I go back? You know how many times I go back on YouTube and watch every time he gets hit in the face with that pie? I love that clip. I probably got about 10,000 views on that one myself.
Yeah, you know, it is so crazy. And, there's a very good possibility because many, many, many years ago. He was pronounced dead, so this could be, one of the masked people. It could be a clone, or it could be Billy Boy Gates, Farmer Bill, as I call him. But it is pure insanity. This guy is buying up. all this land, and he's, what is he producing? I mean,
the only thing he farms is people's wallets. The only green Bill Gates farms is people's wallets.
Oh, he does. 100%. But he's buying up all this land and stuff like that, and he's not producing diddly squat. And he's releasing
GMO mosquitoes in a bunch of your states down there, too. Florida, California, Texas.
100%.
And they trick mosquitoes. Don't forget they trick mosquitoes into giving vaccines, too. So who knows what those GMO mosquitoes are actually carrying.
Well, not only that, and they could be robotic, too. And,
oh, yeah, the cyborg bugs, have you seen them? They got their own little battery packs now. Oh, yeah, they've gone all over those things.
The bees, the surveillance bees, and, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. They got beetles, and they got roaches, and, oh, yeah. They have a little liquid robot that they can control with magnets that goes through the bars like freaking some kind of Terminator. Oh, it's just crazy. And then it reassembles itself into the same shape. Like, it's freaky.
Oh, for sure. So if we're now just seeing it, it's been around. It's been out there for at least 25 to 30 years that they've been using this technology on us, against us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just now hearing about it.
That's why the government has Hollywood put out these videos to prepare the populace for what they're about to do.
Oh, predictive programming, 100%.
Yes, they accept it, and it's not shocked.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You are 100% correct, Hope. And it is crazy.
How many people do you think are going to be lost if there is, let's say, an EMP attack that's going to drop the electrical grid, the power grid, the infrastructure? That will take down the internet and everything else.
3 days. You got 3 days, and it'll be total chaos. No more than 3 days.
Magnetic pulse. You betcha. And we'll talk about that too.
As bad as things are in New York right now and in Chicago and in L.A., I don't think it would take 3 days.
Well, it might not, but that's what they say. But, like, most people got enough food, they can go about 3 days, and then if they can even cook, because how many people have Coleman stoves in their house?
Or
when the electricity goes out.
Yes.
Candles, you know, I mean.
And that's what we're going to be talking about it too, you know. How prepared are you? And there's a lot of things that are inexpensive that can help you prepare for things. But, you know, food, water, shelter. Those should be your first and foremost concerns. And what is the most important thing when poop hits the fan is that you do not panic. Okay.
Oh, most definitely. You gotta keep a calm head about you, no matter what.
Panicking is not your friend, so you have to.
That'll get you killed.
Yes, it will. It can get you killed. Most definitely, it can. And do not share with your neighbors, and even a lot of your friends, the goodies that you do have. Okay. That you have staff. You don't tell them if you have any types of weapons, etc. Okay, mum's the word. Keep that hush to yourself.
The people that live in my town just know a little bit of a piece of what I got, and they won't break in my house.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I saw this video. This was many years ago, and these people had bought property, and they were investigating what was on their property, and they found a whole plethora of accommodations for the apocalypse. You know, they had stashed money, they had food, they had water, and what did they do? They went public with this. What a bunch of dumbasses. No. I mean, think about
that.
You
got that much? No, you can't. No.
You have a bomb shelter? You don't tell your neighbor that you have a bomb shelter. And
well, as close as my neighbors are, they're going to see it.
Look, I'm just saying, well, bomb shelters are usually underground, so if they do see it, then you got a bunch of nosy neighbors there, Brian.
Neighbors are probably about 30 feet away. I have a neighbor on each side and in the back. They're about 30 feet away on each side. So if I got a giant excavating equipment in there putting a bomb shelter, they're going to notice.
You're
digging a pool. You're putting a pool in. It's more a pool. Yeah.
A large
underground pool.
Okay.
What do I tell them when there's no pool and the ground's covered? Oh, I decided I couldn't afford it, I just covered it back in.
There you go. That's exactly what you're telling me. You backfilled it. It's gone now. Don't even look.
But then imagine this. Worst case scenario, Brian, and they're out of food, out of water. Mm-hmm. They have their children with them. They're starving. And they come to you knocking on your door. Are you going to let them in or are you not?
It depends on what I know I have. And
these are things that you have to think of too.
Well,
you
see,
have to
I know my neighbors are farmers, so they will contribute. See, there's a lot of deciding factors that got to go into a decision like that.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And
if you bring in somebody to your group that can contribute in that type of way, yeah, I'll help them.
You have to. There was a
definitely.
Show on HBO, and it was called The Colony, and it was on there probably about 20 years ago, and it was a series that they had on there. I think it was 3 or 4 seasons long, and it was very, very, very informative. Because they did have people that they let into their colony to survive. But if you don't serve a purpose, then get out of my colony.
There you go.
You have to be, everybody has to be in survival mode, and everybody has to have a role to play. And
there's going to come a time and point in pretty much most crap hit the sand situations like that, if they get that dire, people are going to have to learn to make some very, very hard decisions.
Oh, it's definitely hard decisions. It is going to be, hang on just a second, please.
Sure.
sorry, everybody. I'm doing a show right now. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
I love it. See, that's beautiful. That's family, man.
I couldn't get to my like messaging quick enough, so I do apologize to both you and to the listeners.
Great.
Live TV. I mean, live radio.
Live TV.
But these, you know, there's a lot of decisions that you're going to have to make, and
my
it's going
is
to,
how many are going to be able to make them.
It's going to be heart wrenching at times.
They're going to have to realize this isn't a video game in mommy and daddy's basement. You don't get extra lives.
You don't. You have your one shot and one shot only. And if you can get together with a group of people, there was a gentleman on Facebook, and he Harold, I forget his last name right now, Harold Thatcher, I think it was, and he wanted to, and this was an excellent idea. The place, not so much now, but the name of the group was Sherwood Forest, and he was going to buy some land in Canada, and we were going to be, you know, self-sufficient and have livestock and stuff like that. But you had to, you know, you had to pay a certain price to get into this and become a productive member of that colony. But, you know, and it's a really great idea because you need, first and foremost, to be able to trust these people. And
well, see, that's the big thing. A lot of people still remember Jim Jones.
Well, okay, but that's totally different. Okay, that his was totally different, and this was not, definitely not a cult, and you could literally go, come and go as you please, and
that's
a big difference. Okay, so it had nothing to do with any type of a cult. It was just basically out of survival. It's kind of like your own, what are those places called that have the HOAs and stuff like that? It's like your own community. And that's what it was. And not a commune, just your own community. And, because when you do say the word commune, it does remind me of a Jim Jones type of cult.
Well, see, there's a lot of people that do the prepping out here in the Midwest, and what they did was they all grouped up and pooled their money together, and they went to the government, and they bought the land and these old ICBM missile silos and refurbished them. These things are fully self-contained. Why not? That's smart.
Oh, very smart. Very smart.
I mean, they're built to withstand that kind of a blast as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. There's a nuclear bomb coming. I wouldn't mind being in one of them things.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, okay, let's say you don't have the money to join something like that or participate in that type of program, and you're out on your own. Now, what are you going to do?
That's where if you're smart enough, you can use your skills as money.
Okay, well, yeah.
If there are certain types of skills that you have, yeah.
To barter off, most definitely.
Sure.
And, you know, that's what...
Hell, I still do that today.
That's what the colony was doing. But, you know, it's far and few between because, again, the government has to try and push their weight around and get involved in your business and just be a bunch of Budinskis. You know, now they want you to register your chickens. Oh, my gosh. They want you to register your cows. This is, when are we going to protest and and, oh gosh, make their voices be heard and hurt them in the pocketbook at the same time. Because this is what we have to revolt people, unless we're going to just like have smiles on our faces while our happy little asses are being marched off to the re-education camp.
I'm going for sure.
If anybody wants good literature on surviving the shit hits the fan situations, it's a book that I've read three times already. It's fantastic. It's the third edition SAS, British SAS Survival Handbook, The Ultimate Guide to Surviving Everywhere, by the author John Lofty Weissman. And I mean, this teaches you how to be prepared in most every scenario, in most every climate, every topographical location. I'll swear by it. That's like a survivalist Bible.
And you have to be prepared. You know, there is, okay, we all saw what happened when the plandemic hit. People went into a buying frenzy. They were fighting over toilet paper, for goodness gracious.
Yeah, what they start fighting over, toilet paper. Come on.
You can fight over
toilet paper. That's not survival skills.
You can fight over toilet paper, but you can't fight for your survival from the government, what the government is implementing and doing.
You can fight over a roll of toilet paper, but you can't fight for the survival and the mental well-being of your own children.
Exactly. Think about that, people. It's doggone, it's crazy. It is insane.
I just watched another video today with Taylor Swift. That girl is leading our young people into perdition.
Because she's a Satanist. She's
very
a
much.
Satanist. You cannot spew your Christianity to the world.
Oh,
and then
let me finish my sentence.
Okay. You cannot spew your Christianity in one sentence and then say that you're pro-abortion. Definitely wrong with that picture. And people, you have to know parents, grandparents, stepmoms, stepdads,
It's like that picture you showed. I put side by side with Anton LaVey's daughter and Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
They're twins.
Exactly. And I do honestly believe that Anton LaVey's daughter and Anton LaVey created Taylor Swift. I think that she is a product of her, who would be her grandfather and her mother.
That's just creepy.
That's just nasty.
It is nasty, but look at what you're dealing with. You're dealing with nasty. You're dealing with evil.
Oh, I can appreciate that. It doesn't mean I have to like it, but not too much.
Well, but this is what we're dealing with.
It's wild. No, and I know. I do know. I've seen enough to understand how bad it is.
Oh yeah, because you do your research.
I have some stuff, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't think 90% of the people are prepared, and that's being generous.
Oh,
for things
for
to
sure.
go, you know,
for sure.
everything just to kind of. They're not. They're just not. Like, they might have some food in the cupboard and stuff like that, but what, crackers and cakes and cookies and bread and nothing, like no protein or anything? Is there
breaking.
How much canned food's in there?
And how
breaking
long,
news,
how
breaking
much,
news.
Oh, what's
how
breaking
long?
News, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I just figured out Hope's third personality. The Nutty Professor.
Oh, jeez. There's a Dr. Doolittle in there, too. Have you seen the pictures with the animals? I got pigeons that land on me now. It's crazy, okay? I don't know.
But
it's just
the Robert Downey Jr. version.
Yeah, I'll be okay out in the woods. You know, me and the animals will get along just fine. Don't worry about us. We can coexist. It's all good.
Hope is absolutely right. You know, you have to... I suggest what everybody does while they have the internet at the tip of their fingers is to get a preener, and get as much information printed on paper off the internet as you possibly can.
I have a question for you, Eva.
What's that?
Being a young lady of faith, what do you think about this upcoming eclipse?
You know, I'm just going to roll with the punches, man. I mean,
I'm not getting a real good vibe.
It is, you know, like I said, and since you brought that up, that's going to, my goodness, where do you live? Where do you reside? Where do you hang your hat? Do you hang your hat in the city? Are you in a country setting? Do you have neighbors directly, you know, 10 feet away from you? What's your scenario? And if worst case scenario happens, are you going to meet with a group of people somewhere so you can survive this?
Well, see, that's the good thing about the town that I live in. Most of the people, there's like probably like 1,200 people in this town, and most of the people that live in this town are like-minded.
Well, that is great. That is great, but not a lot of people. Look at how congested cities are. So more so,
exactly.
More people reside in cities than they do in rural areas. So, and it's great.
Yeah, but a lot of those people in the cities, they rely a lot on more on technology than people like we do in rural areas. So that's gonna send them. They're gonna lose their shit.
It all depends, because, you know, I can poop in the woods. If I got to go, I got to go. And this is what I tell
my first rodeo.
A lot of people. If you think that Hampton is going to the Hilton Hotel and staying there for a week, negative. That's not what it's about.
I lived by myself on a little bitty island in South Florida for a few years. I've done some wrestling it.
But you know,
a lot of people call it survival. I grew up that way. That wasn't survival to me. That was living.
You have to practice this too,
I grew up learning how to fish. I grew up learning how to garden. I grew up learning how to can food. Bigger root cellar. Things like that. Right off the bat, you got to look at short term for safety until everything blows over. Then you got to start looking at long term survival. And those are way different things.
100%. Now, let's get on to the show, really, and food, water, shelter. Shelter, where are you going to hanker down at? Do you have a place right now that you reside in that is safe for you if somebody wants to break into your house? You have means to protect yourself inside of said house. food. Do you have plenty of food? There are a lot of survival foods out there. There is my Patriot Supply. There's just plenty of them out there. Initially, you believe that they're quite costly because they can cost thousands of dollars for
it can eventually
be a 3-month supply, okay? But if you break it down and stuff, it's not really that much money that you're paying. Is the food edible?
Well, if you do it right, you can find, if you do it right for most any scenario, Eva, you can find what you need at thrift stores, at garage sales. You don't have to pay a mint for, state-of-the-art equipment.
Okay, no, I'm talking about food. Okay, we're going to break this down in sections, okay? We're talking about food right now, Brian. And your food. Plenty. Make sure that you have plenty of canned goods on hand. If you're able to, again, the internet, it can be a godsend. You go on there, go on to YouTube, and learn how to can and start canning your food.
Learn how to dehydrate too. You can dehydrate beef jerky and stuff like that. That'll last you forever.
Yeah. We're salting it.
Yep.
You can salt it.
Well, that's what the sailors used to live on like when they were going back and forth from England to the New World, salted pork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bacala is what the Sicilians used to do. It was a fish, a salted fish, dried fish. Oh, it was just nasty. But, oh, my God, my grandfather loved it. Oh. Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Well,
I learned how.
That's like the Norse with their pickled herring.
Yep. Yeah, I've got quite the heritage. Oh, my goodness, the things that they eat. Yeah, definitely not for survival, okay? You don't want to be eating some of that stuff. No, definitely not. But you have to have like a canned meat. You have to have a can opener. Like, if you're going to have canned stuff, you got to make sure you have a can opener. I mean, you have to be meticulous about how you prep your food, especially what you're going to cook it on.
Okay.
You know, how many people you plan to feed. You have to keep stores. There's no way that you can get with what, if it does come, if there is a blackout or whatever they're predicting or planned, or, you know, it's been written, so it's probably going to happen. Your family has to come first, and what are you doing for them now? What plans have you made? Do you have an escape route? Can you get out of the city in 10 minutes? 15, 20 tops? Do you have a go bag? I mean, you can use old t-shirts. You can use them to wrap sticks around and make a freaking torch if you have to. You don't need a lot of stuff, a lighter, matches, candles. All this you can cook with. You can heat your food up with this stuff. You can make sure that you will be okay.
Get the waterproof and the windproof matches.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I've got a few of those 200 box matches laying around, and then I've got the containers to keep them in too. The steel containers with the pop lid.
Every time I do a woodwork project or something like that, I'll take the shavings from the saw or whatever, and I'll just put them off to the side, put them in a bag, and I have big blocks of paraffin wax. And what I'll do is I'll melt down that paraffin wax, and then I'll sprinkle a good amount of those wood shavings in that paraffin wax, and I'll just let it dry, and then I'll put it in a Ziploc bag. When you light that stuff, it'll burn forever.
Now, again, I want to stick on food right now, okay?
Well, I got to cooking. I went to cooking. That kind of was food. I'm sorry. I'll get back on food. I promise. Sorry.
No. I mean, but there are, you know, you can can meat. You can do so many things. You can, it's called water eggs. and it's where you take your eggs and it'll you put them in water with a type of lye. There's two types of lye that Home Depot sells, and you get this lye that for canning, and these eggs will last in water in the lye process for 5 years. So they have a 5-year shelf. And you know, when the pandemic happened, how egg prices were just fluctuating up, down, up, down, up, down. And eggs are very, very expensive right now. And, you know, it's just really super crazy. And eggs are a great source of protein. We do need eggs. Eggs are our friend. I don't care what anybody says. Eggs are our friend. Peanut butter has a very short shelf life. Okay? It does
it depends on where you're storing it.
If you make
real peanut butter, you can store it for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, making it, you can do that too. And that is, that's easy breezy to make peanut butter. And so that's a good source of protein. There's that pemmican bread that sailors used to make, and it will last forever. It has shelf life forever.
What was that called, Eva?
The pemmican bread? They also call it the sailor bread.
Okay.
So.
See, I learn something new every day. My advice is depending on where you are, what region you're in, look at your local fruits, your local vegetables that grow wild around you that you can harvest. Like, there's around here, we have scallions that grow wild. I mean, we have morel mushrooms that grow wild around here. Always look at your local food sources.
You can do that too. Yes, most definitely. Again, like I said, the internet is your friend for right now. And make sure that, because you're not going to be able to retain all this by memory. So, like I said, get yourself a printer, print out everything so you have a hard copy. You're going to have to have a hard copy for so many things. But since Brian did bring up, fruits and stuff like that, and possibly vegetables that grow out in the wild, definitely know what is poisonous and what is not, as in mushrooms, which ones are magic and which ones are not. Maybe at that point in time you do want some magic ones.
No doubt. just a little trip away. I'll come back, I promise.
You don't want to take that magic mushroom ride in that crap hit the fan situation.
But there are a lot of weeds out there that do have a lot of healing properties too. So familiarize yourself with weeds and water. Oh my gosh. There's a saying, those who control the food and the water control the masses. And that is 100% correct. So you got, like I said, you have Farmer Bill. You have the government that wants to control the beef and the chicken industry and everything else. Yeah, heck, they're trying to, control rain, Who are they to tell you and imprison you for collecting rainwater?
I'm going to have to find that video for you. Either there is a climatologist. She was an Indian woman, a very reputable scientist. She was talking about the United States military wanting to be able to fully control our weather systems by the year 2030. This was back a few years, and she said there was already 150 different weather control applications around the world.
Hello, what do you
and
think
she
happened?
Was, 2 weeks later, she was mysteriously killed in a plane crash.
You can look up the weather modification project reports on NOAA. They're all there. You can see what they've done. They made snow so that people could have a better ski season. You know, they help all these places, but drought here and monsoon over here and, oh, look, Category 4 hurricane down there. But we can tax the climate change. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't use all this technology that they have. They use it for evil. They don't use it for good. And, you know, it is so, so sad. And a lot of this, I do believe that just a lot of the things that are projected as natural disasters from mainstream media are actually brought to you by the government, a.k.a. HAARP.
Yeah.
And it is very, very scary knowing that these people are just killing us. They're doing this on purpose. You know, they're back to the crap of blocking out the sun again. They want to do that. Who is
Think we're just sitting back. Okay.
It is pure insanity. People want to put themselves right up there with God. Okay? Not going to happen.
That's
not going to happen. Okay? Because
that's exactly right, Eva.
There's only one God. Okay? But these people think that they can, you know, they can undermine God and sell it to you as something good, which it's not. It is not good. And like I said,
they have their bunkers, right? So they don't care what's going to happen up here. So they can get rid of as many of us as they need, and then because they'll have all the robots and all the automation by then. And then they can just come back up and live in the perfect world that we all created for them before we died. You know, thanks for your service.
Yeah.
See you later. And then the ones that they need for, you know, to do the data mining and the crypto and keep it going, they'll just be locked in their rooms with the goggles on.
They want to preach a perfect little utopia with unicorn farts and fairy sprinkles to all these mentally deranged patients out here. But when in reality, the only reality is that will only come about is if they have total control.
But,
period.
But see, okay, but see, that's where, and put on your thinking caps, people, because this a lot of this is common sense. Okay, this plandemic, what now that it's out in the open, okay, nothing more than a type of flu. Granted, it could have been a horrible, horrific flu, but people die from the flu every single year. Did you ever notice that when COVID-19 came out, it eradicated the flu? Not one person got the flu.
Oh, come on. I'm looking at the safety measures now.
You didn't hear about a whole lot of other injuries? You didn't hear about a whole lot of other diseases once COVID-19 came out?
No, you didn't. Okay? They focused solely on that one thing, and they were pumping it to you, spoon-feeding it to you, all those lies in the news media and stuff like that. And people, you just, you, failed that beta test. I'll tell you that right off the bat. You failed because you complied. You complied. You fell into
yep.
their little trap, and they had to hook, line, and sinker. Anybody that wore a mask complied. Anybody that followed their rules, you know, rules for me, rules for thee, not rules for me, such as Gavin, piece of crap, Newsom. Hey, Gavin, if you're listening to the show, call in. I'd love to talk to you. You had every single mayor out there or governor that were living it up. Yeah, and I can use definitely Gavin Newsom as an example, because I reside in California. And, you know, it's okay for him to a mandate is not a law, folks. Okay, I'll tell you that right off the bat. So everybody that complied to Governor Newsom's request or demand, you complied. That's all you did. You weren't breaking any law by not wearing a mask. You weren't breaking a law by not social distancing. You weren't breaking a law when you entered a store.
You know, honestly, I think a lot of the people wore those masks because they just wanted to hide all that ugly.
Okay. All kidding aside, as far as that goes, how dangerous was it by wearing a mask? You're bringing in and out this nasty.
I'm kind of curious if this disease was so deadly, a homemade mask or a bedazzled mask is going to keep it out.
Exactly. And people think about it. My goodness, a thin, thin piece of paper is going to protect you. Okay, the mask.
Here's another thought.
I'm talking. The masks even say, do not use for the Rona. Okay? They're useless against the Rona. The only reason why surgeons wear those is when they're operating so that the blood particles and possible skin particles do not fly up in their mouth. Okay, that's what they were designed for. And then those N95 masks that people went goo goo crazy over, those ended up being deadly too. And if you look to see where these masks are assembled, oh my gosh, they're assembled in third world countries, and their places are filthy that they're assembled in. And you're putting these on your face? Again, you're breathing that bacteria that you've been breathing all day. And that is so unhealthy for you. Now, what were you going to say, Brian?
If it was so deadly, why didn't they have biohazard baskets all over the place for you as masks instead of just allowing people to throw them on the ground?
Exactly.
I got COVID-19. I had it for 4 days. I took vitamin D3, got a little rest, and kept my foods and got rid of it in 4 days.
Again, a type of flu, because when it first of all came out, it was coronavirus. Okay, coronavirus is just an umbrella term. And umbrella term meaning that sinus infections can fall under that. The common cold can fall under that. The flu falls under that. Anything to do with breathing falls under coronavirus pretty much. Okay, now how come they changed the name of it to COVID-19? Because word was getting out that coronavirus is just an umbrella term. People, you need to do your doggone research and find out exactly. It's going to be scary, too. I'll tell you right up front. It's going to be scary.
I can tell them how to search it really quickly.
I will
all you have to do is go to WebMD and type what's causing my cold. And it comes up and it tells you, oh, you know the drill. You get a sniffle and a scratchy full throat and you feel bad. And then it says coronavirus, RSV, peri-influenza. And there's over 200 that can lay you low. So you better bubble wrap because they're all out there according to that little site there. Yep, that's where you go. It's a cold. But they added, you know, a little spice to it maybe in the lab and all, but it's definitely a cold, coronavirus.
There you go. If you want to know about the Rona, ask Hope.
Corona. Oh, COVID, it's Certificate of Vaccine Identity Digital. That was the acronym for it at one point. It was all about the vaccine.
That's what it was, about control.
You need to testify in front of Congress against Dr. Fauci.
No. I have a few things on, yeah, the EUAs and all that. That's a whole show. The vaccine would be a whole show or more because I've got so much on that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wow.
Survival. Get me off the vaccine. That'll be it. I'll be lost. I won't stop talking about it.
But this is doggone. I mean, like I said, it was a big, huge beta test, and I'm going to include me in there too, okay? Because I don't want to just point fingers at idiots. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what?
I do.
We failed. We failed, people. Anybody that complied failed the beta test. And it is so doggone sad to believe. And this was worldwide. World friggin' wide that they did this. And you don't think that they can do anything on a large scale like that? On the contrary, mon frere. We're being hoodwinked all the time. All the time.
Well, that's how they knew they could push. Because so many
exactly.
people bent over. So they were
exactly.
like, okay, we can do this now. Let's go. All in.
I was out there today. And very, very nice day. Of course, chemtrails. There's always chemtrails. But in general, a nice day. And still, I'm looking around when I'm stopped at a light, and I'm just like, all these people are still wearing masks, and I'm just like, you dumbasses. I'm gonna get some of that car chalk, and write on my windows a bunch of sayings. If you're wearing a mask, you're an ass. But it is,
they probably wear a mask to bed, too.
It's pure insanity. And then look at all the things that they were pushing. They were pushing plastic suits for grandmas and grandpas to wear the grandkids to wear. And then you couldn't see your loved ones, people. How heartbreaking is that?
There were people that didn't get to see their loved ones for the last moments of their life.
You couldn't be with your loved ones when they're dying. Oh, my gosh. And again, you complied. You complied. One that I saw was, okay, they're at a funeral, okay, and they're social distancing these people, making them wear masks and stuff. And it's like, this was pure insanity to me to see that. And then you had, what was it, a few weeks later, you had somebody in the government, more government shenanigans, who passed away, and there was no mask, there was no social distancing at his funeral. What is wrong with this picture? Where is all your common sense? Common sense is pretty much null and void. Don't forget, I do have a Common Sense for Dummy show on Wednesday night. common sense is just out the window. It doesn't exist.
That's an endangered species.
It is very much endangered. Very much endangered.
I look at my dad and I realize why he was angry at my generation, but I'll tell you what, we were in no way, in shape, or form as dumb as this one.
Well, I guess you do have dummies with every generation, and
this one has a plethora.
Okay, well, the ones that are coming up, I mean, hey, freaking Tide Pods. Yeah. Who does that? And then, oh my goodness gracious, I just saw this video, a TikTok. Mind you, I am not enrolled in TikTok or anything like that.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I just see TikTok videos, from Twitter and stuff like that. But they have this one going around. Oh my goodness. So it's a parent and their child, and they're in the kitchen, and the mom takes an egg and breaks it on the child's forehead. Now,
oh yeah, I think I've seen that one too.
If that's not child abuse, I don't know what it is. Okay, my goodness. And then of course the child is in shock that their parent would do that, hurt them in that manner, and then the kid starts crying. This is what people are
it's
you
strictly
that
for
brain?
Attention.
Are you that brain dead? Okay, 15 minutes of fame and a lifetime of shame. That's how I say it, see it.
They have no shame, Eva.
Shame on, well, you know what? They don't have any shame, but Brian, you know what I meant, okay, by that, when I said that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got
Again, we're off track.
Nobody does anymore.
Yeah. So back to the food. So get canned goods and stuff like that. Stock up on them because you don't know when a disaster is going to get better. If it does get better, you're going to have to learn how to grow your own food too. This is if you are in a really small area, such as an apartment, those totes that they have, the plastic totes with the lids, they do have some that are clear, is get some of those because they are stackable. And you can put this near a window and it will work out perfectly because at that point in time, it's kind of like, the name just slipped my mind.
Greenhouse?
A hothouse, yes. And so you get these, and with the lids, you poke holes in the lids, okay? Because say you're going to use five of them. In one space, so you're going to stack up so the water can drain.
Yes, I do have another suggestion for the food for those bins as well, Eva. They're great for storing your canned and your canning goods. Now, if you're down, if you happen to have a basement where you live, you can go to Home Depot or whatever your local hardware store, and you can buy what they call 1x2s. They're little furring strips. You can nail those to your ceiling, and you can slide those up and down and use those for storage all over your ceiling, your basement ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And that will turn your basement ceiling into a fantastic food storage.
Okay, but we're talking about planting food right now. And so with these bins, what you're going to do is, say you want, you put in the bottom one, you're going to have strictly carrots. Okay, so you put your fertilized soil in there, and you plant your seeds. Then on that lid, you're going to poke a hole, okay? And also on the bottom, you're going to have to poke a hole also, because you need drainage, because you don't want that water to get stagnant. And say you plant radishes in the next one. So you just keep going and up and up. And depending, I don't know, usually a ceiling is, 8 feet high, possibly
yep.
a little bit more. So you could stack probably 6 or 7 of those containers on top of each other. And you don't need much sunlight at all. Because it's a greenhouse, not hello. Those were the words that I was trying to come up with. So you do get the greenhouse effect, you know, with minimal sunlight. So you have that. So that's good to know that you're able to do that. And you can also can those too. And canning, it is, you just have to be very, very careful with canning, because you can can some stuff, and if you do not do it properly, you're going to get botulism, and a lot of the stuff that you can was just a waste of time. So even if there's any kind of a class that they teach at, say, a college, a junior college, or you know, a night class that you could possibly take. You know, check into that, see if that is feasible. And Brian is right as far as space goes. And what he suggested is totally, completely ideal, because, you know, you just want one of them, a certain one, you want the third one down, bada beam, bada boom. You can get it. It's at your disposal. And because space is very much a concern, and so you definitely need that. And another thing that is good is with those plastic containers also, you can get some fish, that, 'cause you're going to need some type of fertilizer, so you can get those like beta plants. For they use them definitely for betta fish, but I'm presuming that you can use them on other fish too, because the fish will eat the roots, so you don't need fish food per se, and you're going to need that poopy water too for fertilizer. So that's a good thing to have, and you could have that as the very bottom container. And but do not punch holes in the bottom of that one, okay? So food, just be mindful. And a lot of canned goods, you don't have to pay attention to some of those dates they put on there, because, you know, used by yesterday, because a lot of companies just want you to purchase new product. And that's come, they put those dates on it. make sure that now water is of vital importance. Say that your water is shut off. What are you going to use for water? You can make a filtration system. Brian knows more about that than I. I do know how to make them, but they do have the ones that are already made. Like Alexapro is a great one. It is of stainless steel, and then the filtrates up to 5,000 gallons of water. So if you have, and where are you going to get this water from? You know, your toilet has just a limited amount of water in it. So that's only going to do you for what? A couple of gallons maybe, if that. Possibly three. If you have a pool, that's a good source of water. And if there are any streams nearby, I know that the Alexapro it filtrates, if memory serves me correctly, when I saw a video of it, it does filter out any kind of poisons that are in the water. So you do have to think of that too. Brian, as far as the water filtration, how did you make yours? Brian. Uh-oh.
Did you lose him?
No.
Oh, I'm back.
Okay.
The one came out.
How did you make your water filtration?
If you want to do it what I call the hillbilly urban survival way, you can find those blue plastic drums. The 55-gallon ones, and make sure it's clean. Make sure it's very clean, and just trim the top off and put a piece of cloth that you can fit around the top. That you can put like maybe a bungee cord around it to hold it tight. But get yourself maybe a bag or two of peat gravel and start yourself a bonfire. Take the charcoal from the bonfire, put your peat gravel in the bottom, sand. Charcoal and then some more peat gravel, and then put your cloth on top, put it right in under your water spout, and it filters out itself.
Okay.
It's a natural
filter. What about chemicals in the water?
All that charcoal, the sand, and the peat gravel will filter it out.
It will filter it out? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm sure that's the natural
filtering process of the charcoal.
I'm sure that you can get test kits like at the Army Navy stores, surplus stores. I'm sure they have test kits for that. So you might want to get a test kit also. But water is going to be definitely a commodity. You know, everybody needs the water, okay? So,
it's what's called a water bob. It's you can fold it up to the size of a notebook, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when you unfold it, it holds 100 gallons of fresh water.
Oh, wow.
You can close it up. It fits inside of a bathtub. Or someplace like that. These things are perfect for, like you were talking about, even natural disasters. Because I live right here in Hurricane Alley in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And we are not Hurricane Alley, Tornado Alley. We get tornadoes and what they call straight line winds. Our power goes out constantly. So, yeah, we got to have some kind of backup. I have my Coleman stove. That things like that, if you can find them at garage sales and places like that, if it's in really good shape, get it, clean it up, make sure that it's in working order, don't ever use anything that you haven't tested. Please don't. Because things like that, too many horrible accidents can happen.
For sure.
Just make sure all the valves and everything are clean and they're not. A lot of implements like that have little rubber O-rings. Make sure those O-rings are still in good shape. Because you don't want any kind of a gas leak or something like that. If yes, you have to use propane.
Exactly. But then you also have to remember or keep in mind that the propane is going to run out. So what are you going to do as far as a backup system? I say if you have a barbecue, such as maybe a Weber. Weber's are good barbecues. I think they are. But, you know, they have $100 barbecues out there, too, that you can get. And you can burn so many different things in there to create heat. So
even an old fire pit can be transformed into something you can use to cook on.
Exactly. I saw a video which was very, very informative, and it was where you took a cord of wood and you split it. Okay, you split it one way and then you split it the other way. So now you have an X or a cross, and the wood is going to flare out somewhat, and you can stuff newspaper in there, and you can use that as a grill too. And just things like that, you know, you can, you have to know how to, and you have to get creative too. Because a lot of
there's secrets, like if you want to keep a fire going for a while, you take a few sticks, you stand them up on each side of the fire, and then you take two more sticks and you lean them against those two sticks. You pile your wood in a vertical angle outwards from the fire. That way, as each log burns, it drops down. So you don't have to keep tending the fire. You can do other things that need to be done to ensure your survival.
Right, right. We do have a caller with their hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. Caller, you are live.
Yes, Yvonne, right? Is that Yvonne?
Yes, hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. And hello to Sir Brian and everybody, Hope and Eva as well, too. You know, everything you're saying is absolutely correct. Because, you know, unfortunately, United States is under attack, whether we like to accept it or not, because what happened in Maryland, you know, it wasn't just an accident. It was because it was designed. You know, Putin easily can give some money to the, you know, captain of the Singapore ship. And you know, Singapore ship, they have from every country, from Russian. They have many, many different people. And anybody could do it at the very last moment. And that accident happened. I mean, that sabotage happened. And right now, East Coast and Midwest will have shortages of food and other goods will happen, because right now, basically everything is halt for at least a month, because they have to reinvestigate to see what happened. And this is not the first time. I mean, we have had so many train accidents. You know what happened in Ohio, Philistine. That's one of the biggest one that we can recall it. And so these are not just it happens. We are already under attack, and it's so sad, because within and without, we are going to you know, witnessed a lot of calamities and all together, unfortunately.
No, and this, it, yes, definitely, it is all by design. It's just that right now, you know, since they stole the election in 2020, you know, it has created, you know, they create so much chaos right now. So when we're looking to our left, there's another tragic event happening to our right. So they're going to keep us, it's going to be a constant, a perpetual motion. And they're going to keep this up and keep this up. And it is very, very unfortunate because, like I had mentioned before, those who control the food and the water control the masses. Of course, most parents do not want their children starving in front of them. So they're going to do what they're going to comply. So these shows that we're doing right now, survival shows, it's to get a fire under your butt, people, and do something about it. This is your life. Your life they're talking about. And if you can get with a group of people, that would be even better. I mean, that show on HBO called The Colony was so informative. I mean, what are you going to do if you don't have any batteries? What are you going to do if you don't have running water? What are you going to do if somebody in your group is injured and they need stitches? Like I had told you before, you better know how to, you know, suture. You better know how to do that. And
absolutely,
if you don't have what they have in the hospital when they stitch you up, what's your backup plan? You know, needle and thread. You're going to have to use thread, people. Do you have means to sanitize that thread?
Well, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, people should know how, you know, suppose, you know, you are away from your residence in jungle, for example, or forest, etc. You know how to create artificial fire so you can survive. You know, there's some, I mean, the can of the beans, you know, for example,
mm-hmm.
that can give you some kind of, you know, you can put some, find some wood and, you know, techniques to create the fire. And that can of aluminum, a can of the food, for example, it's a place that where you get some heat, you know. So people have absolutely to know how to really do not lose themselves. You know, in Palestine, at least one thing we can see, yes, every day there is a war over there in Palestine and Israel. But at least they have not yet become like Haiti eating humans, cannibalizing. But that's over there. But I don't know if something
right
happens
now.
But
look right now what's happening in Haiti. You know, you have all these criminal minds running amok over there in Haiti, and their leader is called Barbecue because he likes to light people on fire and eat them. He's a cannibal. And people, if you don't believe that there are hundreds of thousands of Haitians that have crossed our borders, you're living under a rock. You have your head in the sand. You need to wake up. You need to realize what the heck is really going on.
Absolutely.
It is,
and Putin right now is waiting to have a big response. So they're not just sitting around and see what happened in, for example, in Caucasus, Russia, I mean, near Moscow. So they are planning at least 31 you know, bombers that they have. It's even a little bit upgraded, even it's better than the B-1 or B-2 bombers. So what happens, I mean, they are going to take actions very soon. I mean, then within this week or next week or maybe anytime soon, you know. And that's not good. Instead of, this war should be ended, Ukraine ASAP. Otherwise, we are going not only to see World War III and the calamities that is followed by it. And, you know, we are sick and tired of wars. We want peace, tranquility for all the people of the world. And we want peace for each other. But unfortunately, the leaders of war right now, they don't think that way. Go ahead, please.
Well, of course not. They don't think that way. You know, look at that fiasco in Afghanistan, what they sold as a war, okay? It was never a war. It was just to protect the poppy fields, opium people, heroin. That's the only reason why we were over there, was to protect the drugs. And if you think that, that's another thing. Common sense tells you, if there is really, truly a war against drugs, then they would be actually putting a stop to it. Fentanyl would not be crossing into the United States if that were the case. There is no war on drugs. Why? Because the government is involved in it because of the money they're making off of it. You know, but like I said, this is a survival show, so let's get back to survival. There's a lot of things, as Hope and I were just talking before the show actually started, and there are a lot of things that you can get still semi-reasonable in the price range from the Dollar Tree or the 99-cent store, and these are things that you're going to definitely need, okay? Pick up some soap because you're going to need some soap. You don't want to be stanky. You need some toothpaste because you need to keep up as far as, you know, you're going to need your mouth and you're going to especially need your teeth. So you're going to have to keep up on that hygienically.
Absolutely.
And Feet are of utmost importance. Make sure that you have good socks. Make sure you have a couple of pairs of good shoes, boots preferably. You don't need to go all fancy and get steel-toed, but if that's your preferred shoe, go ahead and get that. Because you may have to hike.
Make sure you have good gloves. You have a good pair of gloves, and make sure you also have good rubber gloves.
Yes, and make sure that they fit, okay? You know, don't be using your dad's gloves when I have very, very small hands, so I have very tiny hands, so you need gloves that actually fit you, and I don't believe that you can. Well, maybe you can get some of those gloves at the dollar stores, but the plastic. I mean, the nitrate gloves you can get at the dollar store. Get some of those. Make sure you get some alcohol, some peroxide. Cotton balls are important. Band-aids are important. ACE bandages are important. Get some aspirin, because you can use aspirin as a painkiller too. Like if you have to stitch somebody up, you know, you can put some of that on there, but make sure that the aspirin is cleaned out before you actually do the stitching. But that does help. If you
hydrogen
have
peroxide, alcohol,
yeah,
you can get the plastic shower curtains, use a tarp.
Grow some aloe vera plants in your house. Aloe vera plants will grow anywhere. Grow them in your house.
Babies now. I'm so proud of it. I love my plants.
They're very hardy, though, plants. Very hardy. So they're very easy to grow. Let's see. What else at the dollar store? Just go down every single aisle in the dollar store, and because you may need the cheap containers to store a lot of this stuff in. So pick up some containers. Let's see. Also you can pick up spices at the dollar store too, okay? Because when you're making this food, your survival food, you want to spice it up, you know, to make it something just different, taste a little different. So that's good to have on hand too. I say go to Costco and buy a couple of boxes of their condiments, because that takes such a little amount of space. And let's see, what else as far as...
Eva, you know, in United States, you can make your own pantry very easily as well, too. You know, in every city right now in United States of America right now, pretty much they have a food bank trucks. That means you go. They have a different times, different every city that you live, they have a multiple days, you know, sometimes. So different, maybe 10 miles up, 5 miles down or something. And you can go there and they give you a lot of food, cans and et cetera, and good food. You know, some of them are, we have reports from the United States that they give you a brand, organics, actually, it's food. So the food is good and you can easily... you know, because not everybody has a budget, but we can see that the people with the BMWs and Mercedes-Benz are in the lines. So if they are doing that, then why not the rest of us? I mean, the people in the United States, easily they can make free of charge pretty much. You have just to wait in the line, your turn comes, and of course you have to give your name, but nothing else more than your name. And they don't need any other information. You just put how many people you have. You have kids. You have, if you want dog food even, they give you dog food, cat food for your you know, animals as well too. You have just tell them and they put something on your car. So when you reach to the point of, you know, that to give you goodies, so they see and they know what to give you, and then you go forward and the next person, etc., will come. So, but I advise you, since we have reports, because a lot of people are doing know about it and make that pantry. Even in Canada, it's the same thing. In Canada, if Hope is here, I hope, that she knows that in Toronto, in Ottawa, in Vancouver, Canada, and many other cities, they have the same thing, food bank trucks, and they have a different date, and people go there, and they have to they don't ask you any more information, like personal, where's your address. Your address, they give you maybe zip code, and you put your zip code, that's it. And
Mike is 100% correct, because I do know a gentleman that does get, he's a disabled able veteran here in our town.
Yes.
And they deliver it to his house.
Yeah.
And they even bring him fresh fruits and stuff like that.
Everything that you can imagine, that maybe $200-$300, sometimes even $500 worth of food that you cannot imagine you getting it. I mean, that's $500 is your savings in Canada, in United States, and especially in Canada. We know our brothers, sisters over there too. We sympathy with them, that so expensive, and also in United States. So this is a very easy way to make your pantries, and don't feel bad. You know, I have seen that many people say, why should I go do that? It's pride. You know, sometimes people think of their pride. No, it's bad for me if I go. No, it's everybody. If you don't do that, the illegal Mexicans,
you know,
or people,
there's a wonderful phrase. There's a wonderful phrase I like to use. It's called pride cometh before the fall.
Right. Absolutely. You know, don't worry about it. Don't be shy.
Your pride before your well-being, you're going to fall.
Exactly.
But, you know, your pride's going to be out the window, you know, when shit hits the fan. So,
exactly.
So these are the things that you are, you know, you have to think of. But Mike did mention dog and cat. When the shit does hit the fan, you do have to think of your animals, okay? Animals are very, very important. Make sure that you have plenty of food for them. Make sure they have plenty of toys. Don't give them 100 toys at one time, okay? You know, ration them out. And but you're going to have to, because this is going to be a very confusing time for your animals too, okay? You have to make sure that you have their medicines too. If you can get like a year's supply would be ideal of medicines. And
absolutely.
But and then also think of your cat to your other animals, because you need to think of them, because they're part of the family also. Now let's get on to adults also. You need to think of yourselves too, as far as medicines go. You have to make sure that you're fully stocked up on your medicines if you take medicines. You have to figure out what if you do run out of medicine and there is no pharmacy to go to, okay?
Yeah.
There's not even one to break into to get your medicine. So what are you going to do? There is a book called Eden, and it contains all the plants that God has given to us on this earth and for medicinal purposes. So get one of those books, and I got mine, as a matter of fact, at a yard sale for 25 cents. First edition hardcover book, and I tell you, it is amazing. So I suggest that you get one of those. Now, children, oh my goodness gracious, this is going to be the hardest on your children. Okay, just like the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, the fate attack was, they're still, you know, having flashbacks, PTSD from that crap that went on. But the children, you have to get creative with the kids, because this is going to be so difficult for them. You have to make sure that you have plenty of games, okay? Games are very, very important. And get some color books, get some crayons, you know, get at the Dollar Tree has color books too. Just get a grip load of those. And then you also want paper for yourself because you might want to keep a journal. Make sure that you have a knife to sharpen your pencil so that when you're writing things down, but definitely keep a journal. Your kids are, kids come first. So be very conscientious of your kids. Make sure they have their favorite Banky. Make sure that they have their favorite toy with them. If at all, make sure that you keep them as comfortable as possible. If they're on any types of medicine, make sure that you have ample amount of those in stock too.
Especially for diabetics too, Eva and Brian, that, you know, if your diabetic medication runs out, always get 3 months supply. And always any medication, 3 months supply, and say you are going out of the country, you know, which is not the truth. You know, you may go out of state, you know, out of your state. So they have to give it to you. And usually is the best because at least minimum you have a 3 months, but we advise you to have at least 6 months. I mean, sometimes you can, you may get less diabetic medication, for example, I mean, to add it up to your system so you can save it for the hard times that is going to come. I mean, we are not joking. I mean, when SHTF is happening, is in front of our eyes, every country is happening. It's not only belong to Moscow, NATO, USA, Canada, everywhere is happening SHTF. And
for sure.
You just have to know.
Yeah, with people being in apartments, okay, like with there being, especially in the cities and stuff, how people need to be prepared to survive in the house, yes, but they have to be prepared to get out. You're not going to make it in a city on the 20th floor with no power. How are you going to get up and down to do all your stuff? And people, you know, how many people are in that building? You've got, 10, 12 units on each floor, 20 floors up? It's not just people in houses. Like, you know, you can make your arrangements if you're in a house, and that's all well and good, but you need a plan to get out and somewhere to go.
You need camping equipment
at least, tents,
yes,
tarps, like something to sleep on.
We will have to do a part two, definitely. No, I'm sorry I interrupted you, Hope, because you're getting to the good part, right? Well, you're getting to another good part of it all. And that book that I just had mentioned, it's called Back to Eden, E-D-E-N. And I just looked it up, and you can find it, a current edition, on eBay, Amazon, Thrift Books, you know, that bookstore that you were talking about, Hope, they may have it. And so if you don't have medicines or you run out of your 3 month supply of medicines, now you go to this book and it will teach you how to make these medicines. Okay, so I tell you, it's a handy dandy book. Do you know how to make antibiotics? You know, you take
slippery elm is good for that.
That too.
Slippery elm is really good for that.
I have some that's been fermenting for, oh my gosh, probably 2 years now, and it's clove of garlic, and you get a good grade of honey. Manuka is probably one of the best honeys out there, and it's very, very pricey. Just for a little container of Manuka honey, you can spend $100 on it, okay? But you get a good grade of honey and the cloves of garlic. Just put them in a jar and shut it, and it will never go bad, okay? And that's an antibiotic. So these are good things to know. And it's stanky, I'll tell you that, but it works as far as an antibiotic goes. So these things are good to have on hand. And also get a case of booze. Get a case of booze, because there's going to be times where you're just going to need one of those adult cocktails. And because it's not going to be...
Make sure it has a high alcohol content. Make sure it has a high alcohol content. You can use it for sterilizing.
100%. But, you know, it's good to have on hand just in case. And I'm not promoting.
I keep dandelion root and nettle leaves and bay leaves, and like I have a whole cupboard full of stuff that I keep. I keep it on hand regularly.
And
I have all my jars and put it all in my pestle and mortar, and I crush it all up. My herb book, you know, Complete Gardener's Guide. It'll tell you all the herbs you can eat and everything, and the best ones to get. Red raspberry leaf, good one. There's a bunch of stuff. Like, I have a whole list I could go over. Yeah.
For sure. And that's where your dollar stores come in handy, because you can get a lot of these spices and stuff at the Dollar Tree. Stock up on those. Or order them on eBay or Amazon. Or if you have a Costco card, you know, go to Costco and buy, you know, a million pounds of bay leaves. But bay leaves are good for so many different things. So that is of importance. So you're going to be, if you have the hankering down in the city, and then we're going to talk about going as such as what Hope had just mentioned about if you have to get out of Dodge, then make sure you have your bug out bag, because Bob can be your best friend. Bug out bag, Bob. Okay. Get out of Dodge is basically just a bigger version of Bob, because if you're going to be bugging in, you need certain supplies. If you're going to be bugging out, you need certain supplies.
Today we see Eva and everybody else. You know, you see what happens. For example, I mean, in Palestine. I mean, or Gaza, say Gaza. For example, I mean, they keep dropping food. So that's SHTF right there. But, you know, over there, at least we see people not eating each other yet. But in Haiti, as we know, the people killing each other and eat each other up. But in United States, what will happen? I think in United States we will have major places will be united together regardless of anything else, and they will help each other. But in some areas, it will be like Haiti. What do you think, please?
100% correct. You are 100% correct. That is why I recommend, if you're able to get the colony, the HBO special that I had seen, I think there's four seasons to it, and it's probably 20 years old by now. definitely get that, because it teaches you, you know, your survival skills and who you do want in your group, okay? You definitely want useful people, okay? You want people that have skills, know how to, you know, get around and stuff like that, and make things. Excuse me. They even made an engine out of wood, a wood-burning engine. So these are things that you can learn, things that you're going to have to, you need to know. You need to know how to recharge batteries, if at all possible. You have to, water filtration, like we have already gone over. These are very, very important. And how to get water if you don't have water. Gosh, there's just hundreds of thousands of things. And really, truly, if you're able to take any kind of prepper class, I suggest it. Take it. And because as Hope had gone over very briefly, because I didn't let her, like, fill next week's show out. No, I'm just kidding, Hope. But what are you going to do if you don't have electricity? What are you going to do? Excuse me. If you do live in an apartment, per se, you know, are you chummy with your neighbors? Are you going to allow yourself to be chummy with your neighbors? Are you going to let your neighbors in your group with you? What exactly are you going to do? These are things that you're going to have to think of. If you do have some kind of a bomb shelter, fallout shelter, are you going to open the doors for Mr. and Mrs. Smith that live next door to you when things were cool, calm, and collective 20 years ago?
I think if SHDF, which is will happen sooner than later, and we are in the maybe 60-70% of it right now. Every day we see more calamities. Every day we see some of the different scenarios, like what happened in Singapore ship hit the bridge in Maryland, and what happened in Moscow, what happens in other cities and countries. So I think the really good side of Americans will come out if we hope it doesn't happen anything. But if it happens, I think we will see at least 60-70% a good side of American will come. Of course, always there is a 30% which will be different scenario. But I think people will be united together, especially if we see Chinese occupying United States or Russia occupying United States, troops coming, say, from sky, etc. I think American, they have no other choice to unite regardless of all the differences that maybe right now we are some places, you know, you have far right, right, middle, and left, and far left. Everybody will be united, I think, and we have no other choice to get our country back. Go ahead.
But you can hope and pray for that until you're blue in the face, but is it a reality? And you have to think of it, now we have open borders. We're letting every type of riffraff come over into the United States. So does it behoove us to bring these people who could be wolves in sheep clothing into our our community? Would it behoove us? Are they going to sabotage us? These are things that you have to think of and be prepared to face, too. Because we don't look at what's happening in the United States right now, Mike, is that you have all these criminal elements that have come over the border and they've been kicked out of the United States and brought back into the United States. It's just a perpetual motion, okay? It just keeps going over and over and over again. And there is no stopping it. And here they, you know, they commit murders. They commit, you know, there's so much evil that is coming in right now. And it definitely is a spiritual war that we are battling. And I would love to believe that you know, the guy that has a tatted face, that
you're right,
he's really truly a good guy, but realistically, he comes from Haiti, and I don't know his criminal record, and he has tattoos
absolutely
all over his face. Is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? You know,
right.
Am I going to take, especially if I have children, am I going to take that chance? Mama didn't raise a fool. And if they are let into your community, excuse me, and things go awry, how are you going to protect yourself and the people in your community? Really, truly, how are you going to protect them?
Yeah, the answer is, Eva, I think we have to have unity and diversity. We have no other choice to be united. Otherwise, you know, SHDF, we are almost, it's going to happen because with right now 6.4 hit Manitoba region. So basically, you know, as we get more closer to the April 8th and after April 8th, you know, there will be a lot of things will happen, not only Ring of Fire will be shaking much more faster and stronger than what happened today, 6.4. I mean, but it's not the only thing. It happens a lot of different things that we cannot even think of it. So
okay,
we have just to prepare.
We are going to have a part two of this show next Tuesday night. We are running out of time. So I want to thank you, Hope, for co-hosting with me. But keep your thoughts, because we are going to definitely talk about those things next week. Thank you, Brian, for joining in, and greatly appreciate all your knowledge. Thank you, Mr. Mike, for calling.
You're most welcome. I love you guys, or all of you guys are great, because, you know, we all have different things, but at the end, you know, it's the best show of the best.
You are welcome into my community anytime, Mr. Mike. I want to thank all the listeners.
Mike is 100% right.
Exactly.
United we stand, united we fall.
Be kind, humans. Have a beautiful tomorrow, and God bless you. Night, everybody. Oh, and don't forget
God
about
God bless you, everybody, too.
Don't forget
good night,
about tomorrow. Common sense for
you're welcome. Thank you.
Night.
I won't. I'll be there. I'll be here. Good night.
Groovy.
Bye-bye.